Helping the movie in its satirical tone that it has on today's young audiences was the dialogue. Gee, you're swell, Mom. May I be perfectly frank with you? And, gosh, hot chocolate! Those are just some of the snatches and bits of dialogue from the movie that help capture the era and the culture that was going on in the late 30s in movie theaters. One of those things was short subjects. Now, that was cartoons and a lot of times Three Stooges, a B-Western or something, and in the film's release, Reefer Madness, as it's going around the country right now, in most areas, it's got a Betty Boop cartoon with it. Betty Boop was an animated character created by Max Fleischer. Max Fleischer started as a cartoonist in the silent days, 1917, with a cartoon series entitled Out of the Inkwell with Coco the Clown. It started with Max Fleischer drawing on the drawing board, this is the actual film, and he would animate or draw a clown. The clown would jump to life, and then it was animated. And that was a very popular series, and about the transition of sound period, Max came up with a Betty Boop cartoon. It was a dog. Betty was a dog. Well, she was a dog, actually, at first, and ran around with another dog called Bimbo. After about a year, her ears slowly changed into a pair of earrings, and she transformed into a woman, as most dogs, I guess, really would like to do. And she was very, very popular, and the Max Fleischer cartoons had almost a surrealistic thing. There was one with Cab Calloway, I remember. The film started off with Cab scat dancing around, so you pick up the feeling of his style and his movements, and they're impressed upon your mind at the beginning of the cartoon, and then the credits start to roll. And Betty's there, and her father's talking to her, and he starts to scream at her, and his head turns into a phonograph, while later his wife changes the record, and he hums a different tune. But Betty runs on out with Bimbo, never forsaking her friend from days of yore, and they run into a cave where a ghost is dancing, and that ghost has those same movements of Cab Calloway.
Hey, folks, here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a low-down hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a